reciting Tehillim. Though Rebetzin Chaya Mushka, the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek, would recite a lot of Tehillim, she would do so with many mistakes. When one of her sons pointed this out to her, she asked her husband whether perhaps she should stop saying Tehillim. The Rebbe advised her to continue, and then called for his son and admonished him, saying that it was her Tehillim that had protected him at the Rabbinic Conference in Petersburg in Tofresh Gimel. The government, at that time, enraged by his views, had placed the Rebbe under house arrest 22 times, and it was her Tehillim that had saved him from a more serious punishment. On another occasion, too, when a libel was plotted against the Tzemach Tzedek, he asked his wife to recite Tehillim for him. The Rebbe Maharash would travel for fresh air in the countryside around Lubavitch, and often stop in one of the forests, sit on the ground, and recite Tehillim with tears on behalf of Klal Yisrael. On his way, he would pass a certain Yiddish-owned inn, but he never entered. One time, however, he ordered his wagon driver to stop, and upon entering the house, found two young boys alone at home. The Rebbe asked them to bring a Tehillim, and together they sang the psukim, repeating each word after him. When the mother returned home, she was surprised to find the Rebbe in her home. The sweet tune to which he and her boys were reciting Tehillim brought her to tears. After half an hour, the Rebbe got up to go, but as he approached the door, he suddenly stopped, turned around, and took the Tehillim to read some more. Sometime later, he benched them all and left. Hours passed, night fell, but the father did not return home. The mother tried to assure her children that he would soon return, but in truth, she was quite fearful herself. Finally, in the middle of the night, there was a knock on the door. Hearing her husband's voice, the mother quickly opened it, but as soon as her husband entered, he fell to the ground in a faint. After he was revived, he shared his day's experience. I had gone to collect an old debt from one of the Goyisha farmers. He invited me into the barn to pay up with grain, but then locked the door, tied me up, and tried to kill me. I pleaded with him, saying that I would absolve him of the debt, but he refused to listen. Searching for his axe, he left the barn and tied the door from the outside. Realizing that my end was near, I began to recite Vidui. At that moment, the goy's wife passed the barn, heard my cries, and entered. I begged her to set me free. At first, she wouldn't hear of it, fearful that her husband would kill her. At last, she gave in, untied me, directed me to the best escape route, and quickly returned to the field. When the goy returned, he was fuming and chased after me. I had anticipated this, and so I was hiding in the tall grass along the road. The goy came so close that I could smell the stench of his whiskey, but Baruch Hashem, he missed me and eventually returned home. I waited a while to be sure he would not see me, and then I came home. Hearing his story, the woman exclaimed, "Now I understand why the Rebbe stopped by today and said Tehillim twice with the boys, once so that you be set free, and again so that the goy should not find you. Blessed be Hashem who always works miracles for us." The year the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested, Tofresh Pei Zayin, was a fearful time in Lubavitch. On Simchas Torah at the Kiddush in the home of his mother, Rebetzin Shternesora, he begged his Hasidim to say the daily portion of Tehillim every day of the month. Later, when he was exiled in Kostrama, the Rebbe shared with the Chassidim the following. About the year Tofresh Pei Zayin, I was very much afraid, not for myself, but for the Chassidim. That was until Simchas Torah, when he requested that the Chassidim recite Tehillim. The day the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested, a penciled note in his handwriting was found on his table. It read, "Listen, Chassidim, and all Yidden who long for Mashiach. Pass the word on in my name to all Chassidim around the world that I have directed that in all Chassidish shuls after Shacharis every day, including Shabbos, Tehillim should be recited, together with a minyan, according to the monthly division. And this reading should be followed by Kaddish. In addition, all Yidden who work in the market, and all businessmen who cherish the homely warmth of earlier times, should go to Shul for davening, and should be present between Mincha and Ma'ariv to learn Ein Yankov, and Hashem will help them with a comfortable parnasa. When you speak to Chassidim, tell them that this comes from me as an order. When you speak to other Yidden, tell them that out of my love for them, and out of my concern for the welfare of a fellow Yid, I ask them to fulfill the above requests. May Hashem bench us all with a happy year, spiritually and materially, and may we merit a complete redemption through Mashiach. Amen." Later, the Friedrich Rebbe again emphasized that out of Avos Yisrael, efforts should be made that all Yidden recite the daily Tehillim, as it is beneficial for children, health, and parnasa. The Friedrich Rebbe also instituted that every Shabbos Mevarchim, Chassidim should gather in Shul to recite the entire Tehillim, and then learn Chassidus and Daven. He emphasized that this is crucial to the well-being of one's children and grandchildren. A Chassid who was unable to complete the entire Tillim before Davening on Shabbos Mavarchim once asked the Rebbe what to do. The Rebbe advised him to try to complete his reading before Mincha, and if not, to complete it on Sunday, because Tehillim should not be recited at night after Chatzos.